Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Be a man.
Experience! Hey, who is me?
Be a man?
Yeah.
You ready to preach, preacher?
Yep.
How come you have a hard time dieting?
Because my favorite exercise is chewing.
Are you a heavy or a light eater?
I'm definitely a light eater. As soon as the lights go on, I eat.
Not a world of men.
I want you to be a man.
You could just be a man in this one moment.
I gotta be a man.
Be a man.
It's be a man time.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Am I supposed to be a man?
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
You can act like a man.
Be a man.
No thanks, I'm dieting. Don't you hate when people say that? Isn't that a douchey thing?
I'm trying to watch it.
Yeah.
It
oh,
is.
Yeah, that too. No, I'm trying to watch it. Yeah, right.
Piece of cake? No thanks, I'm dieting. Bill's dieting. Really?
Oh, none for me. Yeah, I'm on a diet.
Right. See that guy over there? He's on a diet.
That's what the priest say, none for me.
Yeah, how about these fucking guys? Oh, I'm sorry, but I'm on a diet.
They're the worst type of people.
Why can't you keep it to yourself and just fucking shut up and eat whatever you want?
They could have been on a diet if they wanted, if they cut out the bread. They have steak, right. Steak and eggs. There's no carbs.
Yeah, that's right. Remember that guy, Vince Gironda?
Yeah.
He was the fucking pioneer of the steak and egg diet.
Oh, he was?
Yeah. Wow. That was his whole fucking thing for the bodybuilders of like the early 60s, whatever, right?
Oh, yeah.
Steak and eggs, 24/7.
They die at fucking 28 of a heart attack.
Steak and eggs and a fucking Lucky Strike and black coffee.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Like a fucking man.
But now they're saying that, that steak and egg thing, you can fucking do that. Your cholesterol won't even go up.
Yeah.
Is that true?
That's
what they claim.
I didn't hear that, but I mean, I've gone on the no-carb diet on and off a lot, and my cholesterol's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so.
So I think if you're eating like a clean, good protein like that, a lot of shit's wrong, man.
Yeah, as long as you don't like over, if you mix in like pork and chicken and some fish,
I mean,
then you work out a little bit, it helps break everything
down. Fuck yeah.
You're looking kind of svelte.
You notice that?
Yeah.
You know what it is?
What?
I'm on a diet.
Are you really?
It's intermittent fasting.
Yeah.
John's on a diet.
2 minutes.
No, I've tried intermittent fasting. Plus, you know what else I'm doing? Do I look fresh? Or what?
Yeah, you look good. Yeah.
You know why?
What?
Ask me why.
How come you look so great, Johnny?
Well, I'll tell you why. And I'll tell you, too, all of us. Go to Remedy MD in Nashua, New Hampshire. These guys, Paul and Lauren, the fucking stuff they put on my face, giving me fucking injections.
Oh, really?
Top fucking serums, emollients, emillions, vitamins, fucking the peptides are going on.
You get peptides? Happened.
The peptides. Are you into the peptides?
I'm afraid of that word because I know Springsteen got peptic ulcers. I just heard, so.
That's right.
It kind of scares me a little.
No, the trend now is fucking peptides.
All
you
got to
get on fucking peptides, man. That's how you fight off aging.
So they put some stuff on you topically?
Well, I don't really do that, actually, but it's more like needles of vitamins and fucking peptides. And
fucking
this and
peptides.
That. And I'll tell you something. As a fella ages, it ain't a bad idea.
Okay.
I mean, if the science is there and the shit works, why the fuck not, right?
Well, I'm sure there's all kinds of good innovative stuff because modern medicine has evolved into something crazy, right?
Yeah.
How about this diet? It's very simple. You want to lose weight? Yeah. Don't eat. Don't eat.
Very simple.
How about them Indians just used to get their jaws fucking wired together so they just have a drink?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Well, how about the gastric bypasses they used to do? A lot of people used to die from
that. Yeah, not anymore,
shit.
Though.
No, they do the staple.
Yeah, the sleeve, they call it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, the sleeve.
It's like a sock in your belly.
I know my cousin had it. He had the staples done, and he fucking ate so much he burst it a few
fucking
times.
Fucking burst it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens. Yeah. Carney Wilson, remember her? Fucking Wilson Phillips.
Oh, yeah.
They used to call it the band. She beat the band twice. She blew up like a fucking beach ball each time.
Oh, when she was fucking skinny, she was fucking smoking.
Yeah.
I mean, I like her with a little bit of fucking Chunky Monkey.
Yeah,
but
yeah, the other sister was a little better looking, right?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, right? The other Wilson sister?
Yeah.
She was the hefty one, kind of like the Heart Band with Ann and Nancy Wilson.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I like the fat one in that band.
Yeah, me too.
The singer.
I always go for the fucking...
All the fat ones are good singers. Look at Mama Cass.
That fucking broad sexy to sing belting out those fucking tunes.
Yeah, I refer to it as an extra layer of feminine charm.
Well, it makes him go from like a 2 to like a 2.5.
Right.
Yeah.
Especially with that gothic-y witch shit, the black hair.
That's a good look.
Fucking Big Mama. That's a whole thing, man.
Yeah. I'm into it.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Halloween's right around the corner.
Do you like a you like a hefty gal?
Oh, it depends. I mean, it depends how much I drink.
Do you have a weight limit?
Yeah, if I'm sober. The more I drink, the better they look.
The acceptability ratio goes up. I know. Yeah. You ever try, ever do like Slim Fast diet and all that?
I did. I worked for Cambridge Diet. You ever hear the Cambridge Diet?
Yeah, you worked for them?
Yeah, ooh. That was like one of my first jobs out of college. My buddy Tony Lena had a franchise. He lost a lot of weight. He had a gastric bypass. I think he actually weighed 425 pounds at one point, and he had the bypass, and he was down to like maybe 3 1/4, 315. And he ends up going on the Cambridge diet and lost to get under 300, like first time since he was like 3.5 years old.
He became a Schvelte 290.
Yeah, yeah. So so he knows a lot of people, and he's a good talker and good guy. So
wow.
He had it was a franchise. It was multi-level. You sign up distributors under you and all that. And he was killing it for a while. He made a lot. You get down to 220s.
Was that the 80s, 90s, whatever?
That was like early, right when I was out of school, 83.
I remember that trend.
He hired me to be like the office manager. So he was doing it out of his house. It got so big, we were doing it out of Highland Ave in Salem. And I was like the office manager. I was in every day, you know, selling the diet to shit.
Selling the diet?
Yeah. Well, so like they had the people that owned the company, I think it was the Von Feather, I think. Look that up. Von Feather, I think was his name. And they would talk. They used to say some fucked up shit about they lived in a castle and they were on the white horse in the castle.
Oh, it sounds like fucking brainwashing.
Foreground and they were looking at clouds and all this. Some weird stuff.
Was he like fucking Kim Jong-un? They make up a whole fucking backstory. They were some hero.
Used to come out with some like weird stuff that they put in a newsletter.
Yeah.
And then it turns out that they went under. You know, and everybody like, I mean, guys that were on their way to making back then like $100,000 a month.
Yeah.
It was over.
Right.
You know, so then it came back as like in a smaller form, a different format. And we tried to get into like the Herbalife diet and a couple other things. And, you know, didn't really. Everyone was coming. Like, there was a thing called Genesis Diet, and other things. You know, came out. We were trying to sell that stuff too. It really didn't work.
That was a vicious cycle, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Brutal. Then I used to say, and you know, I talked to a fucking doc. He said it ain't true. That fucking food stuck in your colon for fucking 7 years. You know, that's why you need to buy this drink we make.
Yeah,
clean it out, flush you right the fuck out. Guy said, it doesn't really work that way.
Well, I think the aloe juice, your intestines have villi in there. Yeah. Stuff gets stuck on there. It cleans out the intestine.
Ooh.
Probably not a bad idea.
Colon cleanse.
You know, yeah. You know, it's probably not a bad idea.
You buy colon blow?
every now and then when I need to fucking blast the pipes out, I'll take something like that.
Just to clean it out, right?
Oh, yeah. Do like an aloe type of deal?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good to do that.
Yeah, it's just whatever fucking like 12-day fucking colon cleanse
you
thing.
Want it out
like
of
something
it's
like
a
that.
Good, you know, I haven't done it in 100 years. I should try to do something like that.
How about the coffee enema? You heard about that?
Ooh.
Yeah, they literally fucking inject your asshole with coffee.
Ooh, yeah, see, okay. If I have a sip of coffee, it's like an enema for me. It goes through me. Yeah.
You know, I like fat guys who run diet stuff. You know, they mysteriously show up fucking 80, 90, 120 pounds lighter.
Yeah.
They claim they did not get the surgery. Fast forward 2 years, it comes out that they did have the surgery.
Yeah. Like I said, fat people lie.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, if I had the surgery and I showed up and I go, no, I don't have the fucking surgery. You want a peanut, John? No, thanks. That's too much for me. Oh, you had the surgery then.
Yeah. Right? But then you have the other side of it, like the diets that are almost like cults. Like Weight Watchers.
Oh, yeah.
Weight Watchers is totally a fucking cult.
Absolutely.
I found like Herbalife and Cambridge Diet to be more of a cult.
Oh, yeah.
Cult-like.
Well, dude, like the Weight Watchers, my mother was in, did Weight Watchers back in the day, and she would take me to the meetings. And literally, it was like an AA meeting for fat people. Like, fucking.
Oh, yeah.
And they would, like, people would, like, have these conversations. They'd start crying and shit, talking about how they fucking ate all the ice cream.
You know why they would cry? Because they have no fucking life.
Yeah.
They got to go there and fucking, you know, that's a social time.
Yeah, some guys used to prey on those weak people at those meetings.
Oh, yeah.
They say there's a bunch of heifers in there, 350, four bills. You show up at a fucking 250, like, and they go, you don't need to be here.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Go, no, I got to do
like
two.
We go into like big studs, you know, between 250.
And then you get some crying fat broad and tell her how beautiful she is and how everything's going to work out
suck your
before you say how much
life.
Money you get in the bank.
But well, then I've been to Herbalife meetings. Herbalife meetings, Cambridge Diet meetings, the Weight Watch. I've done Weight Watchers before.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Weight Watchers, I used to go to meetings with this chick I went to. I mean, she wanted to lose like fucking 3 pounds or whatever. Now you had a little more to lose. So we go to meetings and, you know, it was like you have like me and fucking 20 broads in there. The whole, you know, it would be like a group of like three or four older broads are like, you know, laughing and saying stupid stuff and just having like a, you know, it's like fun time for them, you know. But the Weight Watchers was pretty effective. You go by the points.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Don't you have to weigh shit out?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, you could look at like a bag of chips and say it's so many points. You weigh it out, see what the fat is and the calories, and there's a formula you use. They have a sliding scale.
Yeah,
thing you can use.
That's where I get lost when I have to fucking bring like implements in and I have to weigh food and fucking.
But eventually,
like,
if you do it for a while, you kind of know what things are, so you can kind of, you know.
I never could measure food and all that stuff. I'm out. As soon as I go, hello, this diet sounds good. I'm going to do it. And in the first page, I go, I'm out.
It's basically out. Like any other diet. Don't have fucking Hershey's bars. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's.
You know something? You're right. It preys on the fat, the stupid, and the weak.
Yeah.
Everybody knows what to fucking do.
Yeah.
You know what to do to lose weight. We all do.
Yeah.
Eat the same fucking thing. How about you just eat a little less of it?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, done.
The push away diet.
Yeah.
You push it away sometimes.
How about the people that shove their fucking fist down their throat to puke? That's a good diet.
Yeah. Yeah. That's,
killed a few people.
No shit.
Didn't the Romans do that? Is that the bulimia?
It's an Italian name.
Is it?
Bulimia.
Freddy Bulimia? Yeah. You know him?
I think that is being bulimic, right? If you do that?
Yeah.
Is that when you puke yourself?
What's the anorexic is when you don't
eat.
Oh,
yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's when you're Karen Carpenter.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah. You're anorexic, right? Don't.
Isn't it sad they look in the mirror, they see a fat fuck?
Yeah.
What kind of weird disease is that?
That is weird.
Is that the body dysmorphia?
Yeah, that is. That
stop
is dysmorphia.
Yourself to death. Be a man.
How about these guys who go out on a fucking hunger strike and maximum security? That's a manly way to go.
Oh, yeah. No shit.
The famous Irish terrorist, Bobby Sands. He starved himself to fucking death.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, exactly. I think it was in the news. Day 30 of the Bobby Sands fasting himself to death. Every day was in the fucking newspaper.
Was he drinking water or no?
I don't know what the fuck he was doing. I think he was wetting his fucking finger and rubbing it on his lips. He was in protest.
Yeah.
How about these like meal prep people? Like, could you ever do that? Could you ever fucking like prep meals for an entire week?
It's a big business. There's companies that will send you meals for a week.
Yeah,
you know, and you just fucking.
When that first burst upon the scene, I'm going, I don't know if this is going to work out. Yeah, worked out big time.
Yeah, my buddy in Florida, he's a bachelor, you know, former pro football player. He used to get them, and when I used to go down there, we'd have the. I think it was the name of it. Not dealing meal. I forget what it was, but you get like a big box of shit sent to him.
Yeah.
And it was good stuff. Like have a nice piece of beef, burger, and potato.
It was a bill enough?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, it was good.
That's the problem. The portion control, isn't it? That's what comes down to that.
Yeah.
All I know is Sunday I'm going to eat about fucking 47 meatballs, about 7 pounds of raviolis. It's football Sunday. I haven't been around. I've been on the road the last three Sundays, I think, for being a man.
Yeah. So is this going to be your first like sit down and really do the do?
Yeah, this Sunday I'm cooking Italian.
Is this a cheat day? A cheat day? Fucking binge eating.
I'll cheat like a bastard, then I'll take fucking 18 stools off and just like shit it out the next morning.
Do you really do that?
I do.
Will you take the fucking Colace or whatever?
Just over-the-counter shit from CVS or whatever. pop a couple of those once in a while.
You know what's good?
That's
is,
a good move.
Yeah. Is the Russell Stover sugar-free chocolates. You eat a bag of those, and you'll hammer everything out.
Really?
It's a fucking... I've done that when I've had a hard time fucking going, and I had to
is
break
it a laxative
the seal.
Or?
No, it's not. They're just regular chocolates. But it's like the...
dark chocolate?
Yeah. Any flavor
dark
you want.
Is good for you.
Yeah.
Well, not good for you. Better.
Right.
Not that bad for you.
Well, some people say it's like a... I've seen some people say it's a top five food of any kind of food. Original all week on my
cacao.
Yeah, cacao. If you have real cacao, which tastes nothing like a fucking Hershey bar, by the way.
Yeah.
No.
No. It's supposed to be super fucking healthy.
Yeah. Yeah, there's something in it.
Yeah, the cacao.
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 It's just fun to say.
I think it's the excretion from monkey sack that's into the fucking chocolate. It's supposed to be like an elixir.
Yeah. Some monkey oil. Yeah, I couldn't see like fucking, you see these people that fucking, they got their fucking George Foreman and they're fucking just cooking like fucking 8 chicken breasts, fucking sectioning shit off, fucking all that.
So
like,
unsatisfying, the whole fucking routine, right?
Speaking of George Foreman, you see some of those boxes after they start fighting, right? Remember Buster Douglas?
Oh, yeah.
How's he doing now, I wonder?
Is he still alive?
I think so.
Yeah.
But I think
he blew up like a fucking
He went
beach
over
ball.
300.
He's like a diabetic and shit.
Then I think he went back down a little bit.
And then usually
then
they
he
go
tried
back.
To come, then he tried to come back as a fighter, I think.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
didn't so work out.
But Foreman was unbelievable. You see the thing on Netflix about Foreman?
I did see
that. That was a pretty good movie.
I liked it.
Yeah.
It's kind of a low budgety, but it was good, though. It was really good. Forrest Whitaker's always good.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was good.
Interesting storyline.
There's
how
a dude came back as a fat fuck.
Yeah,
I mean, he was fucking
he was over-
chiseled in his first incarnation.
Yeah, no shit.
Fucking knocked the shit out of Frazier.
Oh, my God. Then he came back as a totally different guy with the bald head, big,
chubby,
high-panted, his fucking chunks
yeah,
up
lost,
those tits.
And he had lost, like, he was over 300.
Right.
And he got down to, like, I don't know, 260 or 270 or whatever.
He went to that trainer.
Yeah, that
Forrest
guy.
Forrest Whitaker. That's a classic tale. Nah, I can't take
that was,
it.
That was
Forget
a,
about it.
That was a surprisingly good movie.
That was good.
Yeah.
I like a nice boxing biopic.
Oh, yeah.
Is it a biopic or a biopic?
I thought it was a biopic.
I thought it was biopic, but...
See, it's funny. Us old-timers.
I'm a simpleton.
I did the same thing. Yeah. I've always called it a biopic, and my son said, what's that, a medical thing? It's a biopic.
Yeah.
I go, I thought it was a biopic.
Yeah. Yeah, a biopic definitely sounds like you're getting something cut open.
He's getting a biopic.
you see some of these health nuts who are fucking crazy people.
Yeah, like the Liver King.
Oh my God.
Oh Jesus.
Crazy.
What's up with that dude?
That guy. Yeah, well, didn't he get called out like fucking like it's bullshit? He doesn't eat fucking like raw shit fucking every day.
He's full of shit.
He does it for the camera though, right?
Yeah,
he does it on camera.
Yeah, he does it for the camera, but like that's pretty much it. Like his whole thing was that like that diet, you do it every day, and he'd do it like fucking just for videos and for fucking appearance and bullshit.
Did somebody see
him? He was a studio gangster.
Did someone see him doing like eating regular food or something? Or?
I'm not sure exactly what the story was.
We had to fess up to
the
steroids.
Yeah.
He fessed up.
Yep.
He goes, well, okay then. All right, fine. I did steroids too.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So it wasn't just the fucking eating raw fucking meat thing. It was fucking...
It's so simple because nobody can look that way. You cannot look that way without fucking steroids.
Never fess up unless you have to be a man.
Right. And you know something? Who gives a fuck if they're on steroids? What do we care? I don't give a fuck what they take, right?
Yeah. None of my business.
Fuck them. The Rock's on steroids.
Everyone should just worry about themselves.
Right.
No shit.
I mean, world will be a better place.
Like that guy was a fucking dentist, the Liver King.
Oh, really?
He was a dentist. He must have a half a fucking brain.
Yeah.
Doesn't he eat liver, too? Can't beat liver all the time?
Well, yeah raw. That's what he does. He has a big fucking, like a cow liver or something. If I can
have you ever eaten liver?
No. That's past my age window.
You're right. It's
you
right.
know, like...
I remember grandpappy.
We were forced to eat it.
I didn't eat it.
I hated it.
I never fucking ate it.
Liver and onions?
It's fucking horrifying.
That and lima beans.
Ooh.
I'll take the beans over the fucking liver.
I used to gag on it. Just get fucking yelled at, like, eat it.
It's like eating the fucking organ, biting into the fucking organ. Although now I do want to buy liver supplements. I feel that would be a good thing to take.
Yeah, supplements fine.
Yeah. But eating liver. Yeah, you're right. I like the way you put that, Todd. So the age fucking thing.
Yeah.
I could see my grandfather at the stove frying up fucking liver, and then my mother and father.
You weren't forced to eat it.
It stopped there.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
But did you eat it growing up?
No, I refused. Never.
It was tender. Yeah. It was like a tender meat, but it was...
In my house, if you didn't eat that...
I want to puke just thinking of it.
Oh!
Yeah,
it makes your stomach fucking kind of flip.
In lima beans. But not the fact that it's a liver, just because I can remember the taste of
it. Sucked.
I hated the taste.
Yeah, I don't care if it was liver.
Yeah. It's
but
fucking,
doesn't it seem like fucking, like, big liver, like, packed up their shit, moved out of town?
Yeah, fucking
like,
liver.
Like, liver was, like, it was, like, a popular thing. It was always around.
It's and, old school.
Yeah, now it's fucking rare.
You know what's really popular? Liverpool.
Liver's like when you go on the north end and they still have the fucking rabbits hanging upside down in the fucking butcher shop.
Oh.
You go, wait a minute, people still come in here and buy this shit? You see that?
Is it a north end?
Oh, yeah, they had it there. Fucking right. Things hanging down upside down.
Down Haymarket, too, right?
What do you say? Give me a couple of fucking rabbits for dinner?
Give me a goat. They got them down in Haymarket.
Yeah.
Yeah, they still got it. Yeah. I go to Kitty's once in a while. You go to Kitty's?
Oh, not for 100 fucking years. Yeah. It's still there. Those
still there.
Pricks.
Pretty good.
Fucking, they were known for the Big Daddy portions.
Yeah, my old girl, the one you know, she lived right a quarter of a mile from there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so went there a bunch of times.
I'm fussy with portions. If it, like, say that place, it's a miserly portion, you go, hey, fucking asshole. Look how small a piece of meat is or whatever, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But then if you go to a place that makes it ridiculously big, I go, I don't like that either.
Yeah.
Well, now it's cheap food. What? It's bad? You're giving people so much?
Right.
It must suck then.
I was about, beginning of the summer, I was driving by there, and I ordered a side of meatballs, and I eat it right in the parking lot.
Like an animal. Did you throw the waste on the fucking
I drank
the fucking,
drank the fucking
lot?
Gravy. It was like a meat sauce.
Oh,
I drank it.
Nice. Did you dip it in the bread?
I didn't have bread. No carbs.
Did you dip it in the bread?
Yeah.
Did you dip it in the bread?
Yeah. That's a famous thing. You make your own little pizza. You get the fucking the ladle, put it on a piece of scally bread.
Yeah.
Put a little grated cheese on top. It's like your own little pizza.
Like Paulie Walnuts when they were stuck in the woods in Pine Barrens and they had to eat the mustard, the relish and ketchup. He goes, mix it with the relish. Because they were starving to death.
They didn't eat in 3 hours.
Yeah. How long they stuck? They were there for a fucking month.
That's one of the big mysteries of that episode. The Pine Barrens is like, did the Russian die?
Yeah.
I mean, he gets shot in the head. There was no resolution.
It's pretty much determined that he got away.
Yeah.
There's a consensus, even though there's no real. He
gets shot in the fucking head.
There was no trail
of
the blood or fucking footprints.
His head exploded, though, when he gets shot and he kept on running.
I think he got away from those two fucking idiots.
Yeah.
Flesh wound.
I like to think he got away. You know?
Yeah, I'm in that school. He got away.
Yeah, that's definitely. It.
You know? But you know what's a great fucking diet, and even Curly from the Three Stooges know it? It's the tapeworm diet.
I can't believe that was a fucking thing.
He ordered it in the restaurant. He goes, I'll have burnt toast and a rotten egg. And the first thing goes, what? And he goes, I have a tapeworm that's good enough for him.
Yeah.
Isn't that fucking brilliant?
Wow.
Well, so, I mean, people did that on purpose, or they just happen to have a tapeworm?
I don't know.
No, it's people that would purposely ingest a tapeworm
to live in your stomach.
To live in your stomach, so it would eat the fucking some of your fucking food.
So you would, the tapeworm was shit, and you would shit out the shit. From the tapeworm, yes, right.
Doesn't sound too good. They used to have leeches, of course, suck the blood out of your fucking body.
Yeah. No get the infection.
Things
out.
Have come a long way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What is a fucking tapeworm?
It's like long and white, right?
Fucking gross. Yeah.
You ever see a picture of it? It's like long and white. Like right?
If I heard somebody adult had worms, would you ever talk to them again? If you knew that guy? He had worms. Fucking worms.
You ever have a dog that had worms?
I think so.
You give him the stuff that flushes the worms out in his shit to see all the worms.
They're fine. They're still moving around.
Yeah.
Living internally in the body in shit.
Crazy, right?
Nice.
Be a man. Experience.
If the woman cooks for you, like the wife, whatever, and she and I haven't had these fancy great meals, because listen, starting next week, I'm on a diet.
Oh.
I'm going to be eating salads, blah, 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 blah. So, you know, the food won't be the same. I go, wait a minute. Your fucking diet's on my diet.
Yeah.
Keep the chow fucking coming. You still make it, and you eat whatever the fuck you want.
On the side.
But I'm having the other thing.
Yeah.
You better make it, because I don't really cook too much. Do you cook?
Yeah, I do.
I don't cook.
I'll bang out. What I'll do is I'll make a big thing of broccoli and, you know, some veggies and and I'll, you know, if I'm around at night, I'll throw on some burgers or whatever. And
how about a nice pasta fazoo?
Oh yeah, nice. It's this time of year, man. It's getting cooler.
What I like about a pasta fazoo, first of all, I love it. It's a good 2-3 dayer to have around the house.
Yeah. I love the name.
The worst part of being on a diet is when you put the weight back on. Have you guys ever fucking lost a bunch and put it back on? Yeah.
You know what it is? Say they need to drop 30, right? And you drop that fast 10, and it's showing a little bit, but really not really. You really need that extra level. And then at that point, I would slip back fucking 100 out of 100 times.
Yeah.
Can't get over the hump.
Yeah. Well, I'm about, from the time we did our first show, like 2 years ago, I'm like 20 pounds more.
Yeah. You beefed up for the fucking winter.
Bulking up for football season. Yeah.
My brother wants me to stay beefed up. Oh, to be a man guy, you got to be that size.
I think he's right. Yeah. Imagine just to fucking be a man that way. You can't do it. If anything, you should put on another fucking 30.
Everywhere I go, people buy me fucking food and fucking throwing drinks in my face.
Remember that song, Big Bad John? Be a man. Yeah. Be a man. Be a man. We got to do that whole tune. What do you think? With new lyrics.
All right, let's get into great men in history.
This week's great man in history is Arnold Schwarzenegger. The Austrian oak turned Hollywood heavyweight is a man of many talents and even more muscles. Known for his iconic roles in action films like The Terminator and Predator, Arnold's thick accent and memorable one-liners have left audiences both entertained and bewildered. But he's not just a Hollywood hero. He ventured into politics, becoming the governor of California. Imagine a Terminator running the state. It's almost as if he told voters, "I'll be back in politics." He also fucked his ugly maid. In the world of Arnold, every day is a flex day, and laughter is the best way to get those abs working. So if life gives you lemons, just say, "I'll crush them with my bare hands." Arnold Schwarzenegger, a true legend in the world of entertainment and fitness, always ready to pump up the fun factor. He's conquered bodybuilding, movies, and even politics, but he's never lost his sense of humor. From his iconic catchphrases to his hilarious one-liners, Arnold knows how to bring the laughs. And let's not forget his unforgettable moments, like that time he dressed up as a maid and made us all burst out laughing. So if you're looking for a good time and some serious inspiration, just remember, Arnold Schwarzenegger is here to pump you up, both physically and mentally. Get ready to flex those smile muscles.
I love how fucking Dallas just decided to go fucking Irish.
How the fuck did he do that?
Was that Irish? I was supposed to be Austrian. Right?
Yeah, maybe it was.
I mean, he's
he was energized.
Here's a guy, top of his field in three things, right?
Oh, amazing. Yeah, right?
Bodybuilding.
Right.
Acting.
Yeah.
And then he was a politician, governor. He could never be president.
No.
He was in bond here, right?
He's a fucking Nazi. Yeah.
So, I mean, someone to compare him to, maybe Ted Williams.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the service.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable, right? Two wars.
Yeah.
Fucking all-star fisherman, one of the best in the world. And obviously one of the best baseball players. Three fields.
Right.
I mean, as far as like being someone from another country and actually achieving the American dream, he fucking lived it inch by fucking inch.
Incredible.
Did everything.
He really did.
Yeah. You see the documentary? It's great.
Yeah, I loved it.
That scene of him with the fucking cigar in the hot tub with the fucking snowy mountains. That's a fucking power shot. He's in there with the fucking stogie. You go, look at him. Fucking guy's a king. The only guy on par with him would be you, be a man.
My buddy was a state trooper. Well, he just retired, but when he was younger, he used to work down in Martha's Vineyard for the summers. So, he had to go to the Kennedy compound for something over there, and I guess Schwarzenegger was in one of the rooms, and he was like sitting with a chair. He said, "His big goon sitting there with big bicep, you know, like this." Saw him from behind, I guess.
I heard some rumors about him in the early days. Really? You know, that bodybuilding crowd. With his smoke, there's fire.
Yeah.
I claim it all did go down, like the way they say. I believe it did. But it was temporary, perhaps. And I
don't want to hear it.
I'm sorry to burst it. Yeah. I've heard this.
Terrible.
Something even out in the Hollywood Hills. I used to hear different things, you know. Mm-hmm. Experimental. You know?
A lot of stuff goes on out there.
When you're hanging around with men, seriously, like that, rubbing oil on each other, you fucking banana hammock on. I'm sorry. I don't think that's for me. That couldn't be me.
No. No, it's not for me.
Little yabs on him. How you get those delts? How do I get delts? Like, I want to see my delt routine. I do 37 fucking delt exercises for fucking 12 sets apiece. Get out of here. Fucking idiot lifting weights. He was in the army in Austria.
Yeah,
you see?
Required, I think. Yeah, some of those countries, you have to go in.
You see that, you see that rig he was driving?
No shit.
Oh, yeah, my God. What the fuck was that? Is it?
What's your favorite Arnold movie?
The fucking Terminator.
And the Conan the Barbarian. That was when you first saw that, right? One, too.
You know what? I'm like, partial. Like, Terminator 2, for me, I've watched that movie so many fucking times.
That's such a good movie, too.
It's the perfect sci-fi action movie to me. But other than that, I actually really enjoyed fucking True Lies.
That was good.
That was good.
I thought that was fucking great.
I was an extra in that. Were you really? I swear to God, man. I was a young pup. Went down to Rhode Island to be an extra in some mansion.
Oh, did they
filmed? Was that the tango scene?
Yes.
They filmed some in... Was that supposed to take place where?
I don't even know where it was supposed to be, but...
She's Jamie Lee Curtis?
Yeah.
Nice ass.
I don't really. She had her fucking gown on. Her ass wasn't really protruding.
Yeah.
But then again, I'm not sure it was so long
Remember
ago.
That scene?
Yeah, she dumps her fucking titties out in that scene. She's got her fucking ham bones slapping.
But Arnold, overall, I'm not a huge fan. I mean, I've enjoyed some of the movies, but I could fucking, honestly, I'm not going to rewatch any Arnold movies at this point.
He's no Stallone, let's put it that way.
Who do you think's more popular, Stallone or Arnold?
I think Stallone.
You think so?
Yeah.
Me too. You know why?
Because you like him. Because he's Italian.
And because he didn't fuck his ugly maid.
Hey, if it's 50-50, I'm going with the Italian.
You watch Stallone's special on what did I get? Hulu? No, Paramount Plus.
Yep.
No. They have the reality show of his family.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about it.
Yeah. I fast forward when they have the daughters on. Just put the parts when he's
in. Fuck him too.
Whenever it's shit with like they did a series on Tyson Fury.
Oh, I quit that.
I didn't watch it because fucking I don't give a shit about the fucking family, bro. I want to fucking it's a show. It's the Tyson Fury show. I want Tyson Fury. I don't want his fucking wife. I don't want fucking his kids. I don't want anybody else.
Is he doing MMA now?
He's fighting a guy from the MMA.
Yeah, he is.
When?
It's coming up
relatively soon, right?
Who's he fighting? The heavyweight, obviously.
Francois Bigamo Ziamo.
Yeah.
Or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Like a Nigerian name or something, right?
Oh, yeah.
Is he the old champ?
The guy's
a beast. I think he is an old champ.
He's buddies with our buddy.
It's a brick shithouse of a build.
He's a BMA fan, by the way.
Nice.
I think Fury KOs him. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I do.
I mean, it depends
on the ground game, though. I mean,
no ground game. Boxing match.
It's a boxing match.
Yeah.
This guy's all done then.
Yeah.
He's training with Mike Tyson currently. You see it on Instagram?
Oh, yeah.
Mike was in the ring with him to some of those fucking uppercuts.
Oh, Jesus.
I'll tell you, Tyson's come a long way, right? He's kind of matured. Like, he makes a lot of sense now.
He rehabilitated himself.
He was an angry motherfucker.
How does a guy who is so loathed, right, with his fucking prison, rape, all this shit, biting ears, a total fucking degenerate piece of shit, is now a beloved figure?
Yeah. You see him training?
Yeah.
You see him hitting the bag still?
Yeah.
I mean, he could fucking go in and beat half those guys still.
It's too bad that he went out the way he did, how he faded and fucking went out like a, you know, that guy knocked him out with fucking a couple of rounds.
Douglas.
He went Muslim for a couple of 2-3 years.
Yeah.
He was snapped right out of it.
You know what? Like, I feel like the face tattoo, like, now at this point, it's actually very becoming on him. It's very fitting.
Right?
You can't, like, picture him without it. Like, even like the old school days when he was fucking just, like, spinning heads.
Fucking trademarked that tattoo. He made that a thing.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome. I love it.
Be a man. Experience!
I'll always be on a diet, off and on, because if not, I'd weigh 600 pounds. I binge. I yo-yo, I binge.
Yeah.
I, too, will always be on a diet in some capacity, but I'm more like what they used to say, be a man. And he's watching it. He's watching it. So I put myself in the watching it category.
Yeah.
I'm not fully committed to saying, excuse me, did you know I was on a diet? No, I'm watching it, Tonzo. You know what I'm saying? When you say I'm watching it in a greaseball style, you're going to go like this. Nah, I'm watching it.
It's all paid for. It's all paid for.
It's hard, though. Feel it.
So I hope you enjoyed the
Be a Man experience.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.